This game costs $3. That alone should tell you what you need to know. Rise Eterna, basically a spiritual successor to Fire Emblem and many other strategy games of the 32 and 16-bit era, as it claims to be. However, the reality is much more sad. It is only a pale copy, nothing more, nothing less. It takes place in the continent and kingdom of Aris Reyes, where the Athracian army have invaded and taken control. 35 years later, you play as a knight turned into a thief named Nathiel, who has been taking the spot of a class of brigands and is only used as a lookout and to stay behind to defend the camp, because in reality, he does not want to cause any kind of trouble or kill civilians. A few hours go by, and the bandit party have returned. Nathiel goes to investigate and finds the village completely destroyed, civilians and bandits killed, and he finds a lone girl, a survivor amidst the destruction, a girl named Lua, who is revealed to have actually killed the bandits and is actually the sole survivor. Nathiel patches her up, and going back to the village, she gathers her arm and weaponry, as it is revealed not all is what it appears to be from this small child, as she has more combat experience than most people in the army, and thus their journey of self-discovery and adventure awaits. And already it doesn't look too good. Let's start with the obvious here. There's basically no strategy. As long as you pick the best gems with your, which are your stat boosts, and the character-specific abilities in the skill tree, you're pretty much good to go. You can effectively break this game in half, which is very, very easy to do. All you need to do is go into a battle, win, get a skill point, and distribute it over and over again. It is that ridiculously easy. Oh boy. So, yeah, the gameplay isn't exactly stellar or interesting. The writing is even worse. The characterization and writing are all over the place in such a short and condensed story, and my god, it certainly shows. It feels like some of the dialogue is written by a tween trying to be edgy and gritty and all that shit. Because there's excessive swearing, people talk like, I don't know, like modern teenagers or something. It doesn't really fit in the time period that they're supposed to be in, is all I'm gonna say. And plus, we have one of the most unlikable characters in the roster, which is Lua. She pretty much doesn't give a shit about anything and just wants this fucking crap to be over and done with. She pretty much hates and tolerates everyone. And even when she does change along with her five sisters, feels so forced. So, how do we recruit her sisters, which are the other party members we need for the story? Kill the villagers. No, I'm not kidding. So, despite all this preaching that doesn't want anything to happen like her old village, she basically does the exact same thing that the bandits did, which is kill everyone just to get someone on their team. Are we still the good guys in this situation? I'm not really sure now. I feel like we're the villains in the story. Nathiel and Sothi, a new member that pops up, even brought concern, but Lua's like, shut the fuck up, bitch, let's get this over with. We're gonna kill some villagers, boy howdy. Like, what the fuck? What is this writing? So, yeah, after all said and done, we now get to find out the truth about these five sisters and Lua herself, about why they are here, distributing to villages, and why the villagers had to sacrifice themselves for such a stupid goddamn reason. So they go towards the church to find out that they have actually been experimented on as super soldiers to face off against armies. So, yeah, that's a thing now. So, we have sci-fi elements. Why? I don't know. So they kill the scientist and realize that the Pope was the one behind the experiments. So they go and confront him, he has no idea what they're talking about, and we kill the son of a bitch. Only to realize we done goofed up, that he was the good guy all along, and only forward the experiments to fight up against the Athracian forces. Oops. So now his asshole brother, now leading the Athracian forces, orders his top generals to invade. Great. Again, are we still the heroes of this situation? We fucked up so many times. Oh my lord. So, they decide to take the fight towards the stronghold itself, and face up against another person. General Ruith, who was the ex-lover of the main character, Nathiel, who basically betrayed him and left him for dead to join the Athracians to move up into the world. So she's basically a bitch. So after you defeat her, Nathiel dies. Yeah, he just dies. I don't even know what happened. There's no cutscene, nothing. You beat her, they all celebrate, and then Nathiel just dies. Yep, the most broken character is gone now. Fantastic. So after one final battle against the general, the game ends. Lua and her sisters bring a proper burial to Nathiel, the Athracian army scrambling to do damage control, and that's it. I don't feel like we've actually accomplished anything. Wow, that was the worst story ever told. It was all over the place. This game fucking sucks. Ugh. As for the music department, there really is not much. You're going to be hearing the same pieces of music again and again and again. This really feels like a mobile game, not a real game that's released on the Switch. But even then, even mobile games have more content and playability than this. There's no new game plus, there's no epilogue mode, there's no new lands to explore. Once you beat the final boss, that's pretty much it. You're done. You just replay all the battles again. Wow, so there really is not much content either, huh? Jesus Christ almighty. How did this game get released the way it is? You have the control of 14 playable characters. Spoiler, to not too late. 13, because Nathiel is dead. And no, you can't get him back either. Which is stupid. So, all of the skills that you put into it, they're gone now. But at least you get to hoard all his gems from his corpse. At least the game was that kind. That was Rise Eterna, and wow, this game sucks. There's a good reason why it's priced at $2 to $3. I basically complete this in 2 days. Many people, knowing what to do, complete this in, I'm not even kidding, 5 hours. 5 hours. That is terrible. There's basically no strategy, all of the characters don't have much personality, and the rest are fucking inhumane, horrible bitches. And I'm talking about the female cast, because somebody really, really does not like to portray women. At least that's the impression that I'm getting. And the game is so ridiculously easy that you just bum-rush through everything. Once you have the acquired skills and the proper gem abilities you have to boost your HP, defense, agility, and whatever, you could basically break this game in half. It is that easy. The most annoying part about all this is the crafting system. In order to get the abilities and items that you find, you have to find materials out on the world map and treasure chests, but most of the time, you're going to get absolutely nothing, or you get piddly little materials that amounts to basically nothing in general. There is a special ability that increases foraging and stuff, but who cares? It's just needless grinding, which is rendered pointless. And plus, why do I have a crafting system? Why isn't there a shop that you can buy items? This is so fucking dumb. And to take away the strategy even more, you don't get any experience. The only way to get skill points is to go through a battle, complete it, and you're done. You get no experience, there's no levels, there's no equipment or weapons, the weapon triangle is non-existent, nothing. This is not a true Fire Emblem-esque experience, I can tell you that much. The most annoying part of this is the traps. Oh my god, why did they think this was such a good idea? On certain fields, you stumble upon traps. even in villages, which makes no sense. You can't see them, and I checked the skill tree. There is no ability to disarm or reveal traps on the map. It's just a lucky crapshoot. You go through one pathway, and then, oh, sorry, your character stops and gets impaled with spikes, which has the bleeding effect, which means when every turn comes across, they lose a little bit of their health. So it's like poison. But wait, they have poison traps as well, which does the same thing, but reduces more health. They even have fire traps. What the fuck? Why are there traps here? They're everywhere, even in places that really don't make any sense. The game is so short, so poorly written and paced, and it's just nothing. It's a waste of time. There's a good reason why this is priced at $2 to $3, because there's no content whatsoever, and it did very poorly. Oh, and I forgot, they try to make the art style seem anime, but also realistic. So think of Fire Emblem, but as Game of Thrones, which sounds like a horrible idea, because all of the colors and palettes are washed out with dull grays, browns. There's just no life into it. I want to play a Fire Emblem-esque game with color and life. You know, color, which this game barely has. It looks so dull and uninteresting. And that was Rise of Eterna. So, what do I think about this game? It's garbage. There are many other successful tactical RPGs out there. Just play Fire Emblem or Final Fantasy Tactics or Ogre Battle or whatever. I don't know, anything than fucking this. This is just bad. It feels like glorified fanfiction, but made into a tactical RPG, and it still fails. So, my final rating is 1 out of 10. There's just not much substance. Some of the music is decent, especially the end credits, but it's just so wasted. This game could have had potential if it had better direction and it had a better written story. But as it is, it's just a waste of time. There are much better tactical RPGs out there. So, yeah, don't waste your time with Rise Eterna. It is not worth it. I suffered, so you don't have to.